B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The man covers the filter for the Inquirer, Matt Breeze, on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. Matt, how is this working out for you as far as covering this spring training?
Well, I made sure I get a new face mask.
That's good.
And that's about it so far. I drove down to the ballpark today because there's no workout today. They're not going to work out till Friday.
Okay.
So I drove down there today just to see what it looks like, see what's going on, because they're going to be at FDR Park, too, across Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove there just to see what is this going to look like. That, you know, the Phillies are going to be, half of the Phillies at least, are going to be practicing in a city-owned park, in a public park where there's all these other people around. And it was interesting. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be almost wide open, it seems like, at FDR, where people can, you're not going to be able to walk right up to the field, but, I mean, you're going to get pretty close. At least you're going to be able to see the Phillies training. It's going to be really different.
It's weird that I don't know whether people can be restricted. It's almost inviting a dangerous situation. But what did you see as far as the Phillies having stuff set up for spring training?
Yeah.
In a different way they have to set up, because they have to utilize these fields. Like, you know, they have a myriad of fields if we're talking Clearwater.
So there's inside Citizens Bank Park, where you're going to have, the team is going to stay at Citizens Bank Park, and half the team will train at Citizens Bank Park. They have a weight room, obviously, that's in the clubhouse, but you know, that weight room is not big enough to adhere to social distancing guidelines. So they're going to actually bring the weight room out onto the concourse and have that set up. And the concourse, especially where it's covered by the grandstand, is going to be almost a complete use by the players. It's going to be off limits to the media. It's going to be an extended part of what the players are doing. If they're having long toss or if they're weightlifting, that'll be there. The field will be the field. The bullpens will be used to be bullpens, but they're going to have to be spread out too, because you have to be, every other bullpen mound has to be open for social distancing. And then across at FDR, the Phillies did add some fencing, but there were a couple Philly security personnel or ballpark operations staff when I was there this afternoon, kind of setting it up and going through. Still, and it's 2 days away, it's still not finished what they're doing, but there's only so much limitations they can put on that park. It's a city-owned park, like I said. There's tennis courts right there. There's other baseball fields that back into it. There's a soccer field across the way. The famous skate park is literally on the other side of the parking of the street from the baseball field. So there's only so much you can keep away people from where the Phillies are going to be playing spring training.
Who gets the job of moving the weight room to the concourse? Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I don't, that's the kind of work that's been going on, because there was no clue what this was going to look like a week ago. So the last week at the ballpark's been kind of a madhouse. There's meetings today going on still. They're still trying to finalize things, how they're going to deal with, how they're going to work the media into this. It's really...
So they haven't figured that out. You guys don't have a protocol right at this moment on how you can cover this?
We do.
You do?
We do, and there's guidelines sent out, but it's stuff that's never been done. Like, with the only contact we're going to have is through Zoom calls, so there has to be a way to set up, in an efficient manner to get Bryce Harper and in front of a laptop to talk to media members upstairs. And it's going to be confusing and it's going to be difficult, I'm sure, at first. And they're going to have to work out the kinks, and it's going to be patience for, everybody involved with this process is going to have to be patient with it, because, I mean, it's unlike anything that's, the team's ever done.
I would think they would. I've been watching the PGA and they have this, that Zoom setup where they have a microphone and the players go and there's nobody around except the microphone. So they get in front of that screen and that microphone, which is probably how they'll do it. But you guys are, how are they positioning you guys to watch the practices and report on them? Are you in the press box?
We'll be in the press box. We'll be in the press box, but you've been in the press box. You know how big it is. So they're going to limit it to 35 media members, I believe, and we'll be socially distanced, 6 feet apart. Our seats will be set up, and you'll be told where to sit in the press box. And you'll be able to sit in the press box as I understand, for the entire workout and watch it from the press box. But there's going to be a workout in the morning and a workout in the afternoon. So it's going to be a long day, but, I mean, that comes with it. And FDR Park, I believe there's not going to be any media staging area or anything like that. So we'd be able to, I guess, as much access as, you know, the guy from South Philly that walks through the park to see what kind of access we're going to have as well.
That's amazing. Because I know you guys like to talk to everybody. You like to talk to pitching coaches and hitting coaches and things like that. I assume that's going to be restricted for you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part of the beautiful part about spring training is that, yeah, you are in the clubhouse and you're talking to guys, but you're also on the backfield and you might run into, you know, scouts or assistant general manager or the GM, and you can kind of have small talk and pick up little things here and there. And you're not going to be able to do that. And that's, you know, across the board, sports writing for the rest of the year until the world's back to normal, it's just going to be different. And we're going to have our jobs are going to be totally different the way we go about it.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it out. I mean, the one guy,
yeah, I hear you. Now, FDR Park, right? Because if Bryce Harper is at FDR Park, people are coming.
He will not be at FDR Park.
Yeah, so they've ruled that out just for that, because that would invite, a cadre of fans.
Exactly. So technically under, and the Phillies haven't labeled this, but I've seen the labeling from MLB that each team has two sites. And one site MLB considers to be major league spring training, and the other site they consider to be minor league spring training, even though everybody's in the same player pool. So the Citizens Bank Park will be technically major league camp, and minor league camp will be at FDR.
Okay.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, I got you. Now, the issue that was talked about a couple days ago by Matt Klentak that came out, obviously, was the JT Realmuto issue. And, you know, when we talk about it on Sports Talk Radio, we expand the conversation. Because I remember a day when these owners held tight and did not sign free agents, and there were accusations of a collusion and all that thing. Now, he came out yesterday and he kind of relied on this ownership mantra. Well, the landscape has changed, so, you know, these guys might not be worth what they think they're going to be worth. How much of that can we venture that there, like, is a semi-collusion factor coming into this?
I don't think so, just because that I think there is some valid points to that, where the market, a lot of teams are going to lose money this year, and it's going to be some owners are going to be able to weather the storm a little bit better than other owners are. And I think the price for free agency is going to depend on what the market is. So if the market's not, if the market last winter for JT Realmuto would have been a lot more richer than it will be this offseason. So I think the Phillies are, they're going to be in the mix for JT Realmuto, and I would believe they would be in position to be the highest bidder. But if you're going to bid now, you're paying last year's price.
Yeah.
So the Phillies can wait and they can pay the current price and they can pay it this offseason. There's no risk, I don't believe, unless, you know, JT Realmuto takes it personal and says, you know, I'm going to the Chicago Cubs, for example, for less money than the Phillies. But that's not going to happen. These guys go, they take the highest offer. And if the Phillies are the highest offer, which they will be, they'll just be that this offseason, but at a lower price, or at least they'll know what that price is. Because right now, you have no idea what that price is.
I get that strategy, but here's the other side of the coin. The only way you take a chance on this thing, because they're saying, all right, you get your agent around, you're going to find out that the money's going to be lower because everybody's in the same boat. But the only way you take the chance that market is closed to that extent is if you trust the owners that there's not some nut that's going to go overboard to pay him. You know, and in that case, they lose.
Yeah, but there's, That the likelihood of that, I don't think, is going to... Maybe Mookie Betts is who you go crazy. You know, someone throws Bryce Harper money at Mookie Betts still. Even though it's, you know, after the pandemic and everything, they still throw that money at him. But I think the Phillies are not going to be blown out of the water for JT Realmuto. I think they'll be the team. And the owner, John Middleton, loves JT Realmuto. It's just amazing. That's the thing we pick up in spring training. You see those two having conversations on the backfield, or with the way that he talks to him. I think it's John Middleton's decision, really.
I agree. It's going to be, that's why like Klentak is beholden to what Middleton's going to pay. So their strategy is, they think, is fairly safe. They go, okay, go, you know, you're going to find out what money they're talking about out there, because this is a new money climate for all of this, and we're going to be able to get paid the most. That's what they're thinking.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, the 30-man roster, and it's going to chop down, obviously. And you know, we talked before about Boehm and Howard. Do those guys stick when the rosters reduce a little bit?
Yeah, this is the one thing I wanted to circle back on Boehm and Howard. I've been thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
So it's a 60-game season, and there's a chance, if not a likelihood, that this season doesn't finish because of the coronavirus.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you put Boehm and Howard, like we talked about last week, on the opening day roster, and you play the first half of the season, and you blow past that service time, and they spend their first year in the majors, technically, in a 30-game season. Mm-hmm. But then the coronavirus spikes big time, and the season gets canceled. So now you've given up that year of service for a wasted season. Mm-hmm. So maybe, and I know I'm going against what I said last week, and even what I internally believe, that these guys belong on the roster, but maybe it's smarter to keep them in Lehigh Valley for a week or two, whatever it is, to get that service time year, just in case the season gets bagged, and then you really wasted it for nothing.
That's negative thinking. By the team. If they're looking at it that way, they're thinking of all the negative things instead of the positive thing. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's a lot of negative thinking around the game right now.
Yeah, these teams that are terrified to start the clock on these guys interest me. It's hysterical to me, but I guess I get it. Or I guess I don't run a team and I don't have to pay anybody.
Normal, if there's no coronavirus, I say, you know, that's bull. But just because there is a real risk that this season could get canceled.
Okay.
Midway through. That's the only reason I say it.
I got you. All right, man. Listen, have fun with this new world covering a spring training, and we'll touch base with you up the road.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right, Matt. There's Matt Breen covering the Phillies.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.